Americans abroad frequently struggle with how to respect the culture of a new land while maintaining their own ties to home. We continue our Wednesday literary segment now as Karen Grigsby Bates interviews Nell Freudenberger. She's the author of the short story collection Lucky Girls. It explores the love affair several young American women have with the land and the people of Asia.
First of all, tell me why you called your book Lucky Girls. I get the feeling that your tongue was in your cheek when you said that, but what does Lucky Girls refer to?
It wasn't so much about the privilege of the characters, where they were, where they came from, but the sort of privileged position of Americans abroad, especially in the developing world, where you have a sense that there's just a consciousness of the incredible privilege of being an American, and at the same time, a feeling that Americans maybe are more protected than other people, and so in some way that they might need to be treated as a child, somebody who had never experienced anything. And so an idea of somebody being fortunate and also something like a baby. I felt a lot of the time when I was in Bangkok and then in India as if I was learning how to do everything over again, how to be polite, how to eat, how to dress. And so that's where the sort of joke of that title comes from, the title story of the book.
I read the story when it came out, the first story in your book, and it just blew me away. Tell us a little bit about that story.
I wrote that while I was working as an editorial assistant at The New Yorker, and I was writing in the morning, and I think I loved my job at The New Yorker, but I think I was missing India and the time that I spent there. It was sort of a way of going back to work on the story, and I didn't imagine that I was going to submit it anywhere. It was sort of, it felt really private while I was writing it.
And so you have this story of a young woman who has been involved with a married Indian man, and he dies suddenly, and she's adrift, but she decides to stay in India anyway. Why?
Well, I guess for me, the end of that story is a little bit ambivalent. She decides to stay for the moment, but I'm not sure whether she would stay forever. Mm-hmm. But I think that story for me was about the idea of a place kind of representing a time in your life or even a person, and the difficulty of distinguishing between the feelings that you have for someone and for the place where you had them.
I was very interested in the relationship between your character and her, well, I can't call her mother-in-law, but her boyfriend's
right.
mother. Tell me how you developed that tension. I mean, it was pretty clear that these two women, even though the man they both loved wasn't there anymore, were still tussling over who got possession of him.
Right. I was interested in the idea of what happened when the person who was loved was gone between the people who had loved him, and also in developing their relationship. The idea was that there were these two women who sort of slowly gain respect for each other in spite of themselves.
These stories seem to be steeped in a peculiar kind of disorientation that anybody who's traveled abroad alone will recognize immediately. How did you work that feeling into the stories?
I'm not sure, actually. I think that these stories were exciting for me to write because they were an escape. I really felt when I was working on them that I wasn't at my desk in New York, but that I was in a memory of a place that I had been before. And a lot of the time in Bangkok and in Delhi and the other places in India that I traveled, I felt as if I was dreaming, partly just because when you first get somewhere, there's this incredible disorientation. But also one of the things that was so exciting to me about India from the beginning was that it's a place where almost everything has been manufactured there. And so it seemed to me as if I was looking at a world where everything was just a little bit shifted to one side. And that was fascinating.
In India, there really seems to be a true love of the country and the people and just the colors and the smells. You were taken with it. Are you ever going to go back?
I keep saying that I'm not going to go for a while, and then I go back. I've been 3 times now. And I loved being in Thailand, but more than India, I just found was the place that I kept going back to. I made more friends while I was there, and I was, I think, just sort of overwhelmed by the geographical and cultural and linguistic and architectural variation. I've never been to a country that felt like visiting 50 countries, and that's what India felt like to me.
Nell Freudenberger, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.